This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, August 15th, 2019. Let's jump right in. We found out that General Motors and Volkswagen announced they are ditching hybrid cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. They say they're going to focus completely on electric vehicles. In fact, GM says they got about 20 new electric models scheduled to launch around the whole world over the next 4 years, including Chevrolets and Cadillacs. Volkswagen says they're going to have two all-electric versions of. One is their famous minibus, right, and another is a smaller SUV, and that'll be in the U.S. market next year.
Hope they work on the charging stations. That's really the problem right now is the electric cars are great. They only get about 200 to 250 miles, and then there's a thing called battery anxiety, where when you're driving it, and I drove one for a while a couple of years ago, but if you it shows me I have 120 miles left, but you turn the air conditioner on, now you have 70 miles left. And all you do is think about, my God, all you're doing is this calculating how far you can go on this battery. I've been driving hybrids for almost 20 years, and I love that because they turn off. They have start and stop technology. They turn off at the stoplights, and your engine turns off in the bank. So they're less polluting. But
They did say that Toyota and Ford, they're going to continue to make their hybrids, and you were saying are the leaders in the hybrid field.
By far.
It's good to see that overall, looks like they're working on getting us off the internal combustion engine.
China is just throwing all. They've got 20 different manufacturers making all electric cars in China right now. So I predict our future will be buying Chinese electric cars.
Yeah. I love the VW bus. I don't even need a bus for anything, but I think it's so cute.
Yeah, it is very. It's a neat thing.
Yeah, for that to be electric too would be really
cool. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So you heard of catfishing, right? That's where someone pretends to be somebody else, and but there's something called dog fishing, which is kind of not it's along the same lines as being very deceitful.
This is on dating. This
sure.
is on dating apps.
Yeah,
though,
so
right?
let's say I'm on a dating app here. I don't own a dog, but I do know if I want to get a woman, women love dogs.
Statistics show that women will date more men who have dogs in their profile.
So I'm going to take a picture of a dog in my profile, and then I'm going to take a few more pictures that I'm going to put on my page of me with this dog, that I can woo the ladies.
Hey.
And when I get the ladies and perhaps it doesn't quite work out, well, ditch the dog. Get rid of it.
Or what if she wants to meet the dog and all you did was rented it?
Well, that's
borrowed it.
Yeah, that's what dog fishing is in essence, and that's kind of the new thing that is going around where people are actually borrowing their friends' dogs and, in essence, taking pictures and walking with them and taking them out on dates and everything, but they don't own one. In fact, one guy said that he knew some new people who buy or adopt dogs as a way to meet women, and they give them up for adoption or leave them when the dog gets older.
Special place in hell for this guy.
Yeah, seriously.
So that's something to be aware of. Five foods that may help you live longer. The good news is that it has one thing in common, and these are not these weird, wacky foods that you're not going to like.
It's the stuff that's in wine, Chris.
Yes.
Flavonoids.
Flavonoids, and this is a study of more than 5,300 adults over 23 years, and they revealed that eating items containing flavonoids.
That's like a Jerry Lewis word. Flavonoids!
Yeah.
With the thing, the lady.
It actually reduces your risk of dying from heart disease and cancer. And in particular, this was interesting, it also holds true for people who smoke tobacco and drink more than the recommended one glass of alcoholic beverage for a woman a day and two for men.
So it will mitigate some of the negative effects of smoking and drinking a little bit.
They do say, quick to say, whoa, slow up there with Florida man. That doesn't mean, you can start smoking again and drink till you pass out. They say that any alcohol or tobacco is going to cause a problem, but it's probably best to go ahead and get rid of them altogether. But they're only saying about 500 milligrams of a variety of flavonoid-rich foods, and this can be anything from a cup of tea to an apple to an orange, even blueberries and some broccoli. Chocolate,
that's
wine.
Easy to work into stuff. That's my entire
diet
right there.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like that's like going to be the easiest transition for a diet. That's the stuff I actually enjoy. It's not just like having salads all the time.
Yeah, right.
And that's true. Last week, there was a 3-year-old boy in Orlando who was, playing around. and got inside the front-loading washing machine. I ended up getting the door closed and suffocated and died. And
I didn't realize that. I guess that makes sense. With that seal, yeah. Once you close the front door, because the water can leak out, that would make it airtight. Wow.
Yeah, makes it airtight. And come to find out, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, there's about 3,000 emergency room treated washer associated injuries.
Wow.
For kids under the age of 5.
Is that
since
just the front loader washers?
This is all washers.
All washers, okay.
But what they had noticed is that there are 5 deaths since 2004 of kids under the age of 5. Of those 5, 3 have been involved with a front loading washer.
This is a new one. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah. So you might want to kid-proof your laundry room. If you have a laundry room with a door,
put a lock on it.
Get a lock on it, yeah. And keep it locked. That's probably the best way to keep them out of there. And if you don't have that, they do say a couple things. As somebody who has a front loader, I have to leave it open so that otherwise it smells like mildew.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
And then you put the clothes in it, and then the clothes smell like mildew. So what they suggest is taking a rag and kind of cleaning the bottom seal there where the water kind of accumulates, and close the door. They say that's the best way to keep keep the kids out of that. And they also say what you might want to do is your machine actually might have a child lockout feature already built in. Just look at the owner's manual and see if it's there, and then you can kind of activate. Usually it involves holding like 2 or 3 buttons down at the same time.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Like mine, like you hold a certain button down, it turns a light on and something like that. And then they say, finally, you can actually add child-proof lock outside of the front-load washer door as well. There's a lot of like toddler locks that you can buy that are just adhesive, but they're really strong adhesive, and it'll at least stop a 2-year-old or a 3- or 4-year-old getting in there.
You might want to do it on your dryer, too. I mean, what the heck, right? And ovens.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things.
I do that, and I do that anytime I start the dryer, even though I take the clothes from the washer into the dryer and it's empty, I will always stick my head in it to make sure there is not a cat in there or there's a child.
Oh, for sure. I'm super paranoid about that kind of thing.
Yeah, because I do know cats love warm laundry and work a better place than inside the dryer. The best tomato to use for a BLT sandwich, hands down, heirloom tomato.
Yep. But it's a little wetter. Now, depending on the bread, I recommend toasting the bread.
Yep.
And then putting the lettuce on. That'll protect the tomato from getting the bread soggy.
They also say go for more of the darker heirloom. The yellow and orange varieties contain more acids. Or have less acid, so therefore it doesn't really have the flavor. They say the beefsteak, which is your regular common denominator
tomato. That's the grocery store tomato, right?
Yeah, they say it actually offers, has just the right amount of acidity and the structure, texture to kind of keep your sandwich from getting soggy.
The problem with the beefsteak is a lot of times they're picked green, they use ethylene gas to turn them red, and that's your supermarket tomato that has no flavor.
Ah, yeah. It's like blueberries, too. I noticed that.
Really? This was a great year for blueberries. I get them from the farmer's market, but this was one of the better years for blueberries. Congratulations, blueberry growers.
And then they also talk about, and I thought this was kind of good, since we're in the South, frying up some green tomatoes and sticking them on a BLT.
You know, there's a restaurant that does it like that, and I tried it. It's not my cup of tea. Didn't like it. No.
Well, they say it gives you a crisp, tangy, and a nice lemony taste if you do the fried green tomato in it.
Janie, you like a fried green tomato,
I do.
You?
I enjoy fried green tomatoes. I don't mind thinly sliced tomatoes on stuff, but I'm not a huge tomato fan. So for me, the BLT, and I don't like mayonnaise, but I can make a great sandwich. I think other people enjoy my sandwiches. But I do love fried green tomatoes, though.
It is interesting. I don't like mayonnaise either, and I don't understand it. It's egg whites and oil, which I both love.
Yeah, that's that's
I just
don't
like them together.
So I brought it. What does Scott think of that tomato I brought back?
He loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell him there's more where that came from.
Okay, I'll let him know about that. Thanks. And then finally, we learned there's an end to an era. If you haven't bought any computer software of late, you're going to be into a rude awakening because you no longer can buy programs and just pay one time and you own it for the rest of your life. Now, that's because you do that. You buy it and you don't keep putting money into the system. And programmers have realized this. So now everything is a subscription.
Uh-huh.
So Microsoft has quietly removed its standalone version of its Office platform from its website and replaced it with a recurring subscription.
Yeah.
In the past, you've been able to buy just the personal use suite of PowerPoint, Excel, Outlook, and Word. You could buy it for $15 and be done. Can't do that anymore. Now it's $7 a month. You can keep paying to the end of time. They say it might be cheaper for you to go ahead and get the home and business package. You can do the one-time purchase, but that's about $250. But do keep in mind, Office 2022 is coming out. Don't know how that's going to be compatible. They say the safest bet, if you're just looking for the bare basics, so you can open up a Word document at your home, to go to like computer stores and look for the old boxes that remember used to be.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, like Circus City Days, there used to be an entire software section. Like CDs and stuff. You could go browse all the software games and software, home and office stuff.
Right.
And
it would have the little label on it with a little code that you had to put into it, and it would activate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably
right next to the little AOL CDs.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We used to give away those free at the checkout all the time. It was like a free 3 months of AOL? Like, oh, no.
You mean a coaster?
Yeah. I remember telling him, no, I don't want it. I don't like AOL. Anyways, there's our show for today, Thursday, August 15th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, ya.
Bye, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.